Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with the Kansas dairy producers concerning milk margins as we move into 2024. As most of you are painfully aware, we're still at a critical point with milk margins across the nation and also here in Kansas. As we look forward to 2024, it doesn't look like we're going to see a great increase in those margins. This would be due to the fact that milk price remains somewhat higher than it was in 2023, but still not at a great level. Grain prices have decreased a little bit, and that has spread that margin for us a little bit, but it's still at a critical level on most of our farms. And in many cases, depending on size of farm and other factors, may not be enough to cover all expenses. So as we look forward into 2024, there are some things that you might want to consider. The Dairy Margin Protection Program for 2024 has not yet been announced. We do expect that when those dates are announced, it will be retroactive to the first of the year. This has happened in the past when there was uncertainty in the farm bill, so it's not unusual for us to see this happen. Just keep in mind that when those sign-up dates are announced, you'll probably have to act fairly quickly. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to keep their eyes open for the Dairy Margin Protection Program announcement, as well as trying to do what they can do on their individual farms to increase margins in 2024.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.